1, 2, test. What kind of man would you call him?
Jackleg.
Jackleg preacher? Or
mm-hmm.
Would you, what did that mean? Just a person who didn't have a lot of
education, I imagine. You know, if he was more a jackleg, he'd know he wouldn't be a jackleg.
I see.
I don't know why they use that term.
Yeah. Now, Miss Wheeler, how were things like between folks in Hernando back in the old days? Rich and poor people, that sort of thing, black and white.
They didn't know any difference. They all treated them just the same.
Yeah.
We never thought anything about black and white. Because if anything happened to the niggers, well, we were right there.
Yeah.
And we'd help them, and anybody would help them as quick as, well, quicker than they will now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get so much extra help now. But they depended on us for everything, for their feed and everything. They were our dependents, and we had to.
That's right, you had that store, too. Mm-hmm. You had to help.
Wait on them. If they needed anything, they got it. Mm-hmm. We never thought a thing about black and white. Well, we said nigger. And I still have said nigger.
Now, would folks have any general terms of address to each other they might use when they saw somebody in town? Say, if a black man saw a white man, what would he call his
boss? Good morning. Oh, good morning, boss. Hat came off. Good morning, boss.
Or did they ever give him any kind of a military title or anything like
Cap.
That? Called him what?
Cap.
What did that mean?
I don't know. Manager, I reckon.
Captain.
That's like lots of the colored people called Harry, Cap.
Captain.
And when he was in with the supervisors, you know, there's five of the district, they called him Major. Don't know why.
And let's see, now somebody with a higher title than a major would be called a, what? Well, Robert E. Lee was a...
Was a colonel, wasn't he?
No, he was a...
General.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. This nephew of mine is a captain in the Army, and he's just finished over yonder Missouri somewhere, and he's gone to Oxford. They moved over there last week. And he goes from there to Fort Benning, Georgia. And he's a captain in the Army now.
That's around where I live, Fort Benning.
Is it? Well, that's where they're going.
Now, remember, the wife of Abraham in the Bible, you remember who that was? Her name started with an S.
Sarah.
That's right. Okay. Now, if you had a father by the name of, I mean, if you had if your father had a brother by the name of William, you'd call him?
Will.
Well, when you just call him Uncle what?
Uncle Will.
If you call him his full name, you'd call him Uncle. Uncle William.
Yeah, Uncle William, but they said Uncle Will. His name was William.
Oh, really?
And they called him Uncle Will. And everybody calls all, you see, I have a half dozen brothers. Everybody calls every one of them. They call it. And I had a friend of mine that called me.
Miss Abednego?
No, but just called. They called me. They didn't call me Verona. They said. She called me.
Now, if your father had a brother by the name of John, you'd call him.
Uncle John. He had one named Uncle John.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now the man, who's the fellow who presides over the court here in town? You know him? You said, didn't you say you